Why is the first minute of your podcast critical?
Communication Generation. Get your ideas into ears.
Hi, I'm Steve Randall. First impressions count. How many times have you been told that over the years? Whether it was your parents compelling you to make sure your shoes were clean for a job interview, or an estate agent subtly hinting that your front garden could do with a tidy up. We all know that getting off to a good start is important. But despite that, there are so many times when podcasts don't make a good first impression. And if a rumour doing the rounds in the podcasting world is true, that's about to become even more of a mistake. I've heard business-related podcasts from organisations that should know better that start with chit-chat about the host's weekend exploits, the weather, holidays, anything but the content that the audience have pressed play for. One of them discussed football for 10 minutes before getting to the point of the episode. Listeners are busy and selfish. That's not an insult, it's just a fact. We're all busy and selfish, especially with our media consumption. We're listening to the podcast because the subject matter interests us. If we want small talk, there's probably a podcast specifically for that. If we're listening to a celebrity podcast, we may be happy to listen to anything they say about any subject. But for business podcasts, you can't get away with it. The audience won't accept it. You must get to the point. In terms of attention, you have maybe a minute to win it. I recently ran some surveys online to ask what annoys people most about podcasts. Waffle came out top, with poor sound quality a close second and being too long in third place. Now, I spent many years in the highly competitive world of early morning radio. On those shows, you have to grab listeners' attention fast. Tolerance of waffle on the radio is never weaker than first thing in the morning. Telling listeners something valuable, making them think, or stirring an emotion as soon as you can will make your podcasts more compelling. You can even include a short clip of one or more of the best bits to come. Something as simple as letting them know what you're talking about, or better, what they will learn from your podcast, is a great start. Yes, they may read it in the description, but many listeners will be attracted only by the title of your episode and won't read the full blurb. For new listeners, even if they have read the full info about your episode, they'll decide fast by listening if this is a show for them. Oh, and remember I said there was a rumour going round that will make all of this even more important. Apple are planning to release the latest version of their operating system. It'll be iOS 15 soon. And along with a new way for people to share podcast episodes with friends and family using Messages or Siri, something Apple has announced, there's talk of a new preview button on the Apple Podcasts app. If the reports are true, this button will play the first 60 seconds of a podcast's latest episode. That means that if your first minute is taken up with waffle, or a long introduction, or an advert, that will be your preview. Hardly compelling, is it? Now, of course, not everyone listens on the Apple Podcasts app, especially since they made it worse in a recent update, but the principle holds true wherever listeners get their podcasts. Hook them in as soon as you can. Thanks for listening. I'll be back soon with more ways to get your ideas into ears.
How powerful is the Cox Network? So powerful that one day the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
At Lowe's, we know you can get the job done faster if you don't have to stop and come into the store all the time. That's why we've updated our app with your business in mind. With the app, you can build quotes, easily reorder your supplies, track orders, and much more. So you can get everything you need right away, stay on the job, finish it, and get started on the next one. Download the app today, because Lowe's knows time is money. Lowe's knows pros.